This is WKAR Online. For this Thanksgiving morning, WKAR's Scott Pohl presented a challenge to the corporate chef for Michigan State University Culinary Services, Kurt Kwiatkowski. Let's do something different with one of the typical Thanksgiving dishes, with what is already at hand. No trip to the store required. Kwiatkowski responded with a new approach to sweet potatoes, oven roasted rather than the overly candied style you might be used to on the holiday.
So it's Thanksgiving morning, and I'm looking at the sweet potatoes I bought and wondering if there's something different I can do with them this year. So let's begin with the potato itself. What are we going to do with the potato?
I think one thing to think about is being careful when we're in the kitchen cooking. These sweet potatoes are very unorthodox in shape and size, and they roll around a lot. So you got to be really, really careful. And what I thought we'd do today is make some oven roasted sweet potatoes. Instead of the overly candied, overly soaked potatoes, we can get kind of like a oven roasted fry that's got a little crispness to it, and then it's got a little spice, and it'll go great with the turkey.
You know, I'm seeing sweet potato fries on restaurant menus a lot more these days.
Yeah, you know, they're kind of deeming sweet potatoes as a superfood. It's a nice replacement for a regular potato. And what we're going to do is even be a little bit healthier about it, and we're just going to cook it in the oven instead of deep frying it.
Excellent. So let's start with how we cut it to reach the shape that we're hoping for.
Sure. And one thing to remember, make sure you wash them first. And then the other thing is you do not have to peel them. I think people take too much time in peeling them, and there's some nutrients right in the skin. And we're just going to go ahead and cut each one of the tips and then find a middle point and cut it in half. We now have something very flat for us to cook on or to cut on. And we're going to then cut long ways with the potato standing up into sections of three. So we're going to have three planks we're basically going to create. And then we're going to cut each one of these into third, just smaller planks. And you're going to take probably, you know, a couple pounds, depending upon how many people you're having over for Thanksgiving Day. You know, I would usually venture a guess to say two people per potato is a pretty good average. If they've never had them before, you might have to venture a little bit more because they're going to like them a lot. And after we've got them cut, we're going to have our oven preheated to about 425 degrees. And you're just going to take these guys and you're going to put them in a mixing bowl and then toss them with just a little bit of olive oil. And if you don't have olive oil, canola oil works too, whatever oil you have. And, you know, you just want to coat the potato. And so we got them mixing around, and we're going to then put in some cayenne pepper and some chili powder and some cumin. So very kind of southwesty kind of flavors to it. And mix again, and then we're going to add our salt and pepper for our first initial seasoning of these guys. And now we've got them all nice and seasoned up, and we use that olive oil on it so that the seasoning actually sticks to the potato. And then we just take a sheet tray and spray it with some non-release pan spray. Throw them on there, and what's really, really crucial, do not overcrowd the pan. If you put too many potatoes on the pan, they'll kind of get cooked, but they'll end up being a little mushy. So make sure they've got some room to spread out. And then you spread them out, and then we're going to open up the oven. You're going to slide them on in, shut the door, and leave them there. And after probably about a half hour, pull them out and shake them a little bit, see how they're doing, back in for probably another good 10, 12 minutes.
Okay, now you mentioned 425 degrees, not being the person who has prepared the turkey at my house. How does that compare to the temperature the oven might already be at?
Well, the oven's probably going to be a lot cooler. Most of the time people are cooking their turkeys at 300 or 325, so you're going to have to ramp it up. You really want that oven to be hotter so it can actually brown the outside of those potatoes. And you don't use a lot of oil, because if you use too much oil, they get a little bit soggy. And that's why we don't overcrowd the pan as well, because they will give off a little bit of water, a little bit of liquid, and so you give them that room, and then that heat will cook it right off and keep it nice and crisp.
If you're also planning pies, what order might you suggest doing these in the oven then?
You're probably going to have your pie rest, so I'd get your turkey cooked off, pull that out, get your pies baked off, pull those out, And then after that, crank up your oven and get those sweet potato fries in, because you're going to want them hot. It should be one of the last things that you do anyway. Kind of like with your green bean casserole. One of those last things that usually comes out of the oven, and then it can go right onto the table and start eating them up.
And if you do that, the turkey will still be satisfyingly warm at the time you serve it?
Yeah, you're always going to want to let that big bird rest for at least 25 minutes to a half hour before you start slicing it anyway. So, you know, you can keep it on the table and keep it covered. And then, you know, given that approximate amount of time, take the foil off, let it rest a little bit longer, because we're making sure those juices kind of stay in there, so when you cut it, they don't come out.
Well, I can't wait to try these sweet potatoes.
Great. Well, so after our time is done, we're going to pull them out of the oven. And you're going to want to taste one of them to kind of make sure that they're seasoned up. You know, probably more for the salt and pepper effect. And usually you're going to put a little bit more salt and pepper on them and then right into a pan to serve them up.
All right. Well, like they usually do on cooking shows, you've already prepared some. So I'm going to try one now, Kurt, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Enjoy.
Should I be dipping it in anything or just eating it the way it is?
You know, I like them plain. We have done in the past, like if you happen to have like some Greek yogurt or something like that, you can put some Greek yogurt with a little bit of cinnamon and some honey to it, and it really kind of accents it real nice.
All right, we're not doing that. I'm trying a plain one right now. Bit of a challenge biting through the skin on that one. Is that unusual?
Yeah. No, it's not. You know, what you're going to have is you're going to have that crispness because we've roasted them. So it's kind of a replacement for deep frying them. So I like it. It's got a little bit of bite, so it's not just all mushy.
Well, it's different than the sweet potato fries I've been finding in restaurants, but I don't mean that in a negative way. I like the seasoning, the salt and the pepper and the cayenne and so on. It's got a nice effect to it. Thanks, Kurt.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Take care.